KWOS High School Basketball. Join us all season long with Hall of Famer Kevin Kelly for all the exciting play-by-play of the Jays, the Crusaders, and the Falcons on 104.5 KWOS High School Basketball, brought to you by Jefferson Bank and Mid-America Bank. Keep it here all season long. High School Basketball on 104.5 KWOS.
Well, good evening from the Rackers Fieldhouse. It's a Central Missouri Conference basketball game tonight as the Helias Crusaders meet the Bruins from Columbia Rockbridge. I'm Kevin Kelly along with David Fox. It's an interesting scenario as far as the conference is concerned. In the Central Missouri Activities Conference, coming into tonight's basketball game, Columbia Hickman with one loss, Columbia Rockbridge with one loss, the Helias Crusaders with one loss. They will play, I'm talking about the Bruins and the Crusaders tonight right here at the Rackers Fieldhouse. The only loss for Columbia Hickman was to the Jefferson City Jays.
Isn't that crazy? And, Kevin, this first year for the conference, and it's come down to the last night. And I think it also tells you about the great decision to create this conference and just how competitive, certainly on the boys' side in basketball, it's been with obviously three teams with one loss, and one of the losses by one of those teams, the Jeff City Jays.
Jays beat Columbia Hickman by a score of 70-63. Helias beaten by Columbia Hickman earlier in the season, and the Cupies beat the Bruins earlier this month for the first time in over 8 years.
Yeah, it's amazing, and Coach Cray Logan's done a really good job, and I know it's a huge win for he and his program. And it'll get interesting next week. We've talked about districts. Certainly we had Capital City, Jeff City last Wednesday night. This Rockbridge Bruin basketball team is in the same district with the Hickman Cupies and the Battle Spartans, and so it'll be, I don't know the seeds, but I guarantee you, just based upon the outcomes in the conference, I really anticipate that to be a pretty competitive district next week.
David, and I don't know if Columbia Hickman's playing tonight or not, and if they're playing a conference game or not, but the winner of this basketball game, and I think Hickman's season is over, and so Hickman would be tied with one of these two teams at the top of the conference.
Yeah, and it's kind of like figuring out a bracket, Kevin. Have to go to a second, third criteria to figure out who the champion's going to be. I know head-to-head will have a lot to do with it you're in a situation with the records or what have you. But again, I think it just says how competitive Central Missouri basketball has been this year, and I think the records in the conference indicate that.
Well, let's spend a moment and send out some congratulations. First of all, for the Jefferson City Lady Jays, with their victory last night, they go undefeated in Central Missouri Activities Conference play, and they are the champions in the conference.
Yeah, congratulations, Kay Foster, her staff, certainly the Lady Jays. And even though that's a great accomplishment, certainly congratulating them is definitely well worth it. But, they got a bigger prize down the road for them, and I know that's one of the things that, having this conference championship was certainly one of their goals, but they've got many more, and still, in my opinion, a lot of basketball yet to play.
Let's spend a moment and talk about the Lady Jays. They won last night as they beat Columbia Hickman by a score of 67-24. And conference play, undefeated at 6-0. David, they're 19-2, ranked third in the state in the latest Class 6 poll. Last night in the first half, 22-35 from the field.
Isn't that something? And I'm guessing, Kevin, they got some great talent. Certainly the Lithicums, the Nilgis, Kara Daly, just an extremely well-balanced basketball team.
And there's your four players who were in double figures last night.
Imagine that. And you and I hadn't talked about that, but certainly follow them like I do a lot of high school basketball teams in the area, and just kind of a coach's dream, to be honest with you. And they're so multidimensional, and more than anything, unbelievable size, but also really good athleticism with that size. And they're a team that's, like I said before, I think they've got a lot of basketball left to be played this year.
Kara Daly, 18 points last night. Hannah Lithicum with 16. Hannah Nilgis, 15. Sarah Lithicum with 13 points. They are the top seed in their district, which opens up next week. They've already advanced to the district title game as they will meet the winner of the ball game earlier next week between Sedalia Smith-Cotton and the Capital City Lady Cavaliers. Also in conference play last night, Columbia Rockbridge over Helias by a score of 53-46. Helias ranked fifth in the state in the latest Class 5 poll, and they are 18-5 on the season. Three of the top 10 teams in the state, David, in Class 5 on the girls' side will be in the same district next week, and that is West Plains, number 2, The Hawaii Lady Crusaders, number 5, and Rolla is at number 9. All three ranked in the top 10 of the state in the same district.
Yes, and extremely competitive basketball next week in that district. And again, it's kind of a shame. I certainly understand it with the pandemic, but the way the games are scheduled and the top seed and, you know, having to travel, man, it'd be some good basketball to watch if they were all in one place and you could watch some really good basketball games. But still, nonetheless, going to be a very competitive district, and you know what? Whoever comes out of that district, you know they've earned it.
Talking about congratulations, how about the Blair Oaks Falcons? Ryan Fick's basketball team won last night. They beat Eldon by a score of 81-37. Go undefeated in the Tri-County Conference at 7-0. They are 20-4 overall. They are ranked 6th in the state in the latest Class 4 poll. They have won their 5th straight conference title.
Coach Ryan Fick, seems like we say this every year, Kevin. What a fantastic job he's done with the Falcons. And again, another team, kind of like the Lady Jays, and I kind of expect be playing a lot of basketball in the next couple weeks to come.
And Brandon Moore's Lady Falcons won last night. They beat Southern Boone by a score of 64-46. They finished 2nd in Tri-County Conference play with a mark of 6-1.
Brandon's first year as head coach, I believe, on Blair Oaks, and what an accomplishment in the year he's had as well, Kevin.
All right, it's the Hawaii Crusaders against the Bruins from Columbia Rockbridge. We are back with your starting lineups and the opening tip-off after this two-minute break.
At Jefferson Bank, we understand that it takes more than a good coach and talented players to be a great team. It's more than a well-equipped facility or good-looking uniforms. At Jefferson Bank, we know a team's success is influenced by what takes place outside the training area. It's people in our schools and community supporting you and believing in you that makes you great. We proudly support our local students and their activities. At Jefferson Bank, there's more. Member FDIC.
At MidAmerica Bank, we empower you for what matters, for new beginnings and new additions, for families that need a new addition. We empower our neighbors and are here to lend a hand. At MidAmerica Bank, we're empowering you to move forward, making banking easier, providing products and services that make a difference to you, saving time while banking online. And our newest location at the corner of Stadium and Edgewood in Jefferson City is now open to meet your needs.
Online at midambk.com. Member FDIC.
What is the best thing about Hawthorne Bank?
You're more than just a number or a bank account.
And they care. Having a banker that knows you, that knows your business, I mean, you can't even put a price on that.
They are genuinely interested in the community. It made me feel like I was going to have a partner in my business and not somebody that was just going to sit there and crunch the numbers.
This has just been an answer to prayer to be a part of this family that's the Hawthorne Bank family.
Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Hawthorne Bank.
Your car wants to look its best. The paint, the trim, the wheels, the tires, they want to show off in all of their sparkling glory. Let your car shine with the Quick Car Monthly Unlimited Wash Club. For $25 a month, you can let your car strut its stuff anytime you want. Welcome to the club. Join Quick Car's Monthly Unlimited Wash Club today. Quick Car. Quick, easy, and professional every time. In Jefferson City and Osage Beach.
At Jefferson Bank, we understand that it takes more than a good coach and talented players to be a great team. It's more than a well-equipped facility or good-looking uniforms. At Jefferson Bank, we know a team's success is influenced by what takes place outside the training area. It's people in our schools and community supporting you and believing in you that makes you great. We proudly support our local students and their activities. At Jefferson Bank, there's more. Member FDIC.
This is Elias Basketball on KWOS.
All right, welcome back to the Rankers Fieldhouse. Kevin Kelly along with David Fox. Let's give you the starting lineups and get some quick thoughts on keys in this basketball game for the Crusaders and the Bruins from David Fox. First of all, let's take a look at the starting lineups for the Hawaii Crusaders. In the backcourt is Desmond White, a sophomore at 6'1", joined by Malcolm Davis. Davis is a junior at 6'1". The third guard is Drew Schmidt. Schmidt is a senior at 6'. Up front, it is Joey Rembecki. Rembecki is a senior at 6'2", and Damon Johans. Johans, a senior at 6'4". Johans, Rembecki, Schmidt, White, and Davis, the starting five tonight for Joe Rothweiler's Helias Crusaders. For the Columbia Rockbridge Bruins, they will start in the backcourt. Xavier Sykes, a senior at 5'9". Hudson DeShure, he is a junior at 6'2". The third guard will be, if I can see it, Mark Hajicek. He is a sophomore at 6'1". Up front, it is Nate Norris, a junior at 6'4". And the fifth starter tonight is Canyon Hummel. Hummel, a sophomore at 6'8". That's your starting five tonight for Columbia Rockbridge. Difficult to see it in the dark, David. I hope I did that all right.
No doubt. You did a much better job than I would. I tell you what, Kevin, it's dark in here, too. A lot of
times
you
turn off the lights, it gets dark.
Floodlights and some lights in the hallways. Not the case here tonight at the Rackers Fieldhouse.
All right, give me some keys for this basketball game.
You know, I thought about that coming in, and, you know, both these teams, again, kind of live and die by the three-point shot. It seems like we say that in most of our broadcasts this year, and, you know, Hawaii's coming off a really nice win against Bolivar, shot the ball really well, but they've also had some struggles when they shoot the ball. This Rockbridge Bruin basketball team, obviously, you know, led by Sykes, their point guard, and it's got some size, and really it's kind of a new type of team for Jim Scanlon. But at the same time, two great coaches, with Jim Scanlon, certainly one of the better, if not the finest coaches in the area, if not the state. And I think we'll see multiple defenses by both teams and hopefully a really entertaining game.
My apologies on the pronunciation for one of the guards for the Rockbridge Bruins. It's Hudson
Dersher. You bet.
All right, as we get ready to start tonight's basketball game, Hummel for Columbia Rockbridge at center court, Rembecki for the Hawaii Crusaders. Junior varsity game won by Columbia Rockbridge, 84-49, and the tip is controlled by the Bruins. We're underway. Glad you're with us on KWOS for Helias Crusaders basketball right here on KWOS. Sykes has the top of the key with the left-hand dribble, comes to the wing, throws it across, wide open, top of the key. They get the pass, and Dercher comes down the line, tries to get it inside. It was stripped away, picks it back up, puts it up, and it rolls the iron and drops on a chance for a three-point play. Tried to feed it down low to Hummel. It was deflected away. Looked like the Crusaders were going to get the loose basketball. But Dercher stepped right back in, got it, and got in the lane on the drive, got the shot off. It rolls the iron and goes. The foul called on Davis and a chance for a three-point play to start the ball game.
Yeah, good heads-up hustle play by Dercher that time, Kevin. Elias done a nice job. Thought we had a turnover heading the other way, but stuck with it and got that loose ball. Nice finish, early three-point lead by the Bruins.
First 3 points in the ball game by Dersher. All right, baseline, Johans pulls it up, gets it out to Rembecki in the lane, kicks it in the left corner with the basketball. Schmidt, bounce pass through the paint to Rembecki, underneath, puts it off the glass and good as he worked down low against Hummel. All right, 3-2 lead for the Rockbridge Bruins, and it'll be Sykes bringing up the floor, picked up by Schmidt as he crosses half court. The Bruins operate in the front court. Between the circles with it, leaning and putting it on the floor, that's Nate Morris. Morris with his back to the basket, now comes down the right side of the lane. Spins, can't shoot, gets it out to Dersher. Top of the key to Hummel, right back to Dersher between the circles. He looks back, Jim Scanlon barking out instructions from the bench, head basketball coach for the Rockbridge Bruins. Hajicek on a double team, ball slapped away, picked up by Desmond White. He starts back, off the glass, good with the layup. The steal, 4-0 run for the Crusaders, up by 0.43, 6:43 left to go in the opening quarter.
Early on, you know, Rockbridge, Coach Scanlon liked to run a lot of sets, and Helias is doing some double teaming and trying to disrupt those sets, and done a pretty good job so far early on this game.
Sykes, cross-court pass to the left side as they operate out at the three-point arc. Dersher with a basketball. 4-3 lead for the Crusaders early in the basketball game from the Rackers Fieldhouse. Crossover dribble, he hands it off, gets it right back from Hajicek. Dersher in the corner, dumps it down to Hummel at the foul line, puts it on the floor, slapped away, gets it back as he reaches back for it, bounce pass up to Dersher, gets it to the foul line, back to the basket, that's Norris. Norris leans, can't put it up against the double team trap. Now he puts it up and it goes down.
What a tough shot. You know, you think Rockbridge is being really patient, as they are, Kevin, but let's credit Helias really playing some tough man-to-man, hard-nosed defense here early in this game.
With the basketball across the timeline, Malcolm Davis, three-point arc right side, top of the key to Rembecki, bounce pass to Damon Johans, who takes over top of the key to Rembecki, quick touch pass to Davis. Davis at the hash mark on the right side, pulls it up, long distance, three circles of rim, no good. Rebound, Hummel, outlet, Sykes, here come the Bruins. Across the timeline, Sykes with a crossover dribble. Works it to the left wing, comes down, throws it in the corner, open for three. Shot is away, a little bit long off the iron. Shot taken in the corner by Norris. Rebound, Rimbecki, here come the Crusaders. Across the timeline, Desmond White cuts to his left, lost it, stolen away. Sykes tipped it away, then Norris got it. Bounce pass from Derscher to Sykes, and Sykes finishes with the layup. Norris, along with Sykes and Derscher, all in on that play as they strip the ball away. 2 points by Sykes, and it's a 7-4 lead for the Bruins, and a jumper from White is no good. The rebound comes to the Bruins, and they're quickly in the front court. Hajicek, bounce pass down to Hummel on the block right of the key. Try to put it on the floor. Reach in foul, be called on the Crusaders. He was flanked behind by Desmond White, in front by Damon Johan. Let's see who gets the foul. It will be on Damon Johan. Sykes to inbound it right of the bucket. 4:54 left to go. 7-4 Rockbridge here in the first quarter. Gets it in. Derscher with a long distance three. It's off the left side of the iron. No good. Rebound just inside the foul line by Damon Johan. Schmidt across the timeline. Gets it to Desmond White. White hands it off to Schmidt. Top of the key to Rimbecki. Bounce pass to Damon Johans. High in the block, right of the key. Puts it on the floor. Works against Norris in the paint. Bounce pass in the left corner to Schmidt. Penetrates, kicks it back out. Long distance. Jumper from the foul line is good by Damon Johans.
Nice play by Schmidt that time. Broke the defense down on the perimeter. Got his feet in the paint. Good heads up, kick up, front free throw line for Johans. Nice bucket.
Norris between the circles. Goes to Hajicek at the right hash mark. Works in front of the Crusader bench on the dribble. Comes back out to the hash mark. Now moves to the middle of the floor with the right hand. 4:10 left to go in the opening quarter. 7-6 Columbia Rockbridge with a lead. Bounce pass to Sykes on the left sideline. Sykes leans, puts it up top to Norris. They'll swing it around right side. Hajicek up top. Derscher puts it on the floor. Comes to the wing. Dumps it down to Hummel. Hummel gets it. Puts it up off the glass and good.
Came from low in the block.
Left of the key and came across, David.
Absolutely. What a nice catch. Nice hands by the big young kid. 6'8", 6'9". Impressive play.
In the corner, Rimbecki for three off the front of the iron. No good. Norris gets the rebound. Starts back for the Bruins. They lead 9-6. Nice between a pair. Puts it up in one motion. No good, but he draws the foul. Go back to the last play. Flashing, low in the block, left of the key, coming across was Hummel. Big target at 6'8", but he also made himself bigger with those hands up and kept it away from the defender.
Absolutely, and that possession, Kevin, did a better job. The previous possession, when he caught the ball in the paint, he brought the ball down.
Right.
Kept it up, nice move, and again, pretty impressive play by Big K. Early on, Helias, Kevin, we talked pregame about how they really like to shoot the three, and that's kind of, you know, what, when they're playing really well, they're hitting those threes. 0-for-4 here in the first quarter by the Crusaders from the three-point line.
The foul is on Schmidt. He has one. Johans with one. Davis with one. Three team fouls for the Crusaders. Both foul shots made by Norris, and it's a 5-point lead for Rockbridge at 11-6. Desmond White off a feed from Malcolm Davis. Comes to the left wing. Into the left corner goes to Schmidt. Penetration on the baseline. Bounce pass through the key to Damon Johans. Backs in. Puts up the jumper. In and out. No good as he worked against the big guy Hummel down low. Rebound Norris. Outlet Derscher in the corner. Gets it back off the feed from Hajicek. Up between the circles to Norris. Shields the basketball away with the right part of the body. Now he'll feed it out to the hash mark. He'll turn. That is Derscher. He'll hand it off to Hajicek. To Sykes between the circles. 3 minutes even left to go in the opening quarter. 11-6 Columbia Rockbridge. Play a little weave out at the three-point arc, David.
Yep, and Sykes, their leading scorer, when he catches the ball, I mentioned this earlier, is getting a double team out of the Crusaders, and again, that time, Crusaders disrupting that offense, half-court offense by the Rockbridge Bruins.
Off the steal, the Crusaders back to the other end, and the shot off the glass is good by David Johans. Three was taken by Davis. It pinballed out. Rebound Johans. He goes up with the offensive board and puts it home. He's got 4 points, and now another steal. Here comes Desmond White back the other way. Off the glass, good. He protected the basketball with the right part of the body coming down the left side of the lane. Kissed it off the glass with the left hand. Draws the foul. A chance to tie this one up at 2:23 left to go in the opening quarter at 11.
Explosive, Kevin. Isn't that something? Nice job on the defensive end. Got a turnover coast to coast and just a really strong, tough move.
That's two steals in a row for the Crusaders.
Rockbridge had a 5-point lead, had control, had the basketball. Two turnovers by the Bruins has resulted into currently 4 points with an opportunity for Desmond White to make it five.
Foul shot is good. He has five. We're tied at 11. A substitution for Columbia Rockbridge. Caden Sartain is in. He is a senior at 6'3". Sykes right in front of the Crusader bench with a bounce pass to the top of the key to Sartain. Right back to Sykes. Crossover dribbles. He works against Schmidt at the top of the key. Comes in the lane. Shot is on the way. In and out. No good. Block foul will be called. Sykes strong to the glass off the dribble drive. Schmidt, I think, trying to get position to draw the charge, but I think he's going to pick up the foul. We're going to double check the board. Nope, it's going to be called on Trey Bexton.
Yeah, I think he got him with the bottom down low, Kevin. Sykes ended up on the ground, and as we know, Bexton's kind of the charge magnet, really likes to take a charge. Nice drive that time by Xavier Sykes, good move, and Bexton a little slow in his rotation over, trying to position himself to take a charge.
And we've seen Bexton do a great job of that all season long. This time didn't quite get the feet set, David, to take the charge. Yep. Block foul was called. Sykes makes the first, breaks the ties. Second one is on the way and good. And Xavier Sykes with 4 points in the basketball game. The lead is two now for the Bruins at 13-11 with two even left to go in the opening quarter. White across the timeline to Schmidt. Schmidt has it on the right sideline. Crossover dribbles. He works inside. They get it up top to Damon Johans at the top of the key. By the way, Trey Bexton checking in for the Crusaders. Coming out, Joey Rembecki. Now top of the key with it, Malcolm Davis. Leans, puts it on the floor. Pick set by Bexton. Rolls right, open for three. Sends it and hits it. David, pick was set. Davis slid and got an open look and knocked down the three. Crusaders by one, 14-13. Sartain swings it around to the right side. I think that's John Powell who's checked into the basketball game. Top of the key with it. They get it back up top to Sartain. Sartain puts on the brakes at the foul line to Hajicek in the corner. With it now, left wing pull-up jumper by Powell. Circles the iron, no good. Rebound comes to the Crusaders. Outlet pass, White quickly in the front court to Schmidt. Puts on the brakes on the left sideline in front of the Rockbridge Bruin bench. Up top, his pass goes to Desmond White. Under a minute left to go in the opening quarter. Crusaders 14-13. Between the legs on the dribble is Davis. Top of the key to Johans. Goes in against a triple team. Stripped away momentarily. Gets it back. Gets it up to White. White comes down the lane. Shot. No good on the way down. Falls to the floor as there was contact. No foul call. Hummel gets the rebound. Outlet to Sykes. Sykes long stride to the bucket. It spins off the glass. No good. Hummel with a putback. It's high off the window. No good. Trey Bexton gets the rebound. Outlet pass. Davis to Damon Johans. Works down low. Whistle. And either it will be a charge or a block foul. I think Sartain's going to pick up the foul.
Yeah, that's a block. No doubt about it, Kevin. It's a correct call. And up and down we go. A little entertaining. Both teams getting up and down the basketball floor. Unfortunately, couldn't connect on a couple of easy transition opportunities. But both teams playing at pretty good pace, pretty good level right now. And we've got a tight one here in the first quarter.
On the floor, left of the bucket, Crusaders. Foul was called on the floor, so they inbound it. Left wing, there's David Johans, knocks it down. All right, David, he comes in the lane and scores his first two, steps out to the foul line, hits his second two. This one a baseline jumper. He's got six in the ball game.
He's a factor, Kevin.
15 seconds left to go in the opening quarter. 16-13 Crusaders from the Rackers Fieldhouse on KWOS. All right, back out near half court with 7 seconds left to go. Dersher gets around Rembecki in the lane. The floater's away, no good. Whistle. Offensive charge is called on Hudson Dersher.
Guess
and
who?
The Crusaders get it back with 2 seconds left to go. I'm guessing that's
Guess
Trey
who?
Bexton.
Absolutely. Man, I love it. Love it, I love it. I mean, man, that just gets you playing time, man. That's just...
White pull-up three is no good. It wouldn't have counted, though, David. Is. I don't think the ball released from his hands when the buzzer sounded. The Crusaders had to try to get it up the floor with only 2 seconds left to go in the opening quarter. But after one, it is Helias 16, Columbia Rockbridge 13, and Crusaders basketball on KWOS returns after this one-minute timeout.
Trying to find a local restaurant with good fried chicken can be like trying to sink a basket from half court. You cross your fingers and hope for the best. Fortunately, there's Nick's Family Restaurant, featuring family-style food and seriously the best fried chicken in Jeff City. Check out their Facebook page to see what people are ordering and saying. Open Sunday through Friday for lunch and dinner. Introduce your family to their family at Nick's Family Restaurant, Village Square on East McCarty in Jeff City.
The following ad is brought to you by Denning Pest Control.
There are some things that cost less, but work just as well. So why pay more? No need to splurge on printing paper, for example. And can anybody really taste the difference between name brand and off-brand Cheerios? For the same reason, practical people use Denning Pest Control, because they charge less for the same number of dead pests. Guaranteed. Save some of that money for something worth it, like a better barber, for instance.
This is Ryan with Denning Pest Control, removing pests for less than the rest since 1947. DenningPestControl.com.
This is Helias Basketball on KWOS.
All right, welcome back to the Rackers Fieldhouse. Kevin Kelly along with David Fox. After one, 16-13, Helias. Crusaders touch it first as we start the second quarter. Rembecki at the left wing, hands it off to Bexton. Top of the key to Damon Johans. Johans with six to lead the Crusaders in the opening quarter of play. Gets it baseline to Trey Bexton at the three-point arc. One time on the floor, tried to lob it back up to Davis, intercepted. Dersher with the steal. He starts back for the Bruins. Cross-court pass is intercepted right back by Desmond White. He leads the break, feeds it to Rembecki, goes to the bucket, off the glass. Rebound, Bexton, put back, yes. Rembecki in traffic had it slide off the glass, no good, but the put back by Trey Bexton is good off the window. First two for him. Steal, Damon Johans back with the layup, good.
What a first half for Damon Johans, Kevin. Great athletic move. Nice deflection, kind of pitched it out in front of himself. Nice finish. What a great start to this game by Damon Johans.
4-0 run to start the second quarter for the Crusaders. The lead is 7 at 20-13. Hajicek, bounce pass with it is Sartain. His shot off the glass and good as he comes down the right side of the lane. Yeah, kind of a semi-hook there, David.
Yeah, Bruins, they needed that bad. Nice run by the Crusaders here to finish the first quarter and start the second, and a much-needed bucket.
White with long strides coming in the lane. Got tied up on a double team, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Bruins as Sykes comes back into the basketball game. And for the first time tonight, we'll see Ben Lindemeyer. They are at the scorer's table with 6:37 left to go in the opening quarter. For the Crusaders in the opening quarter, Damon Johans with six, Desmond White with five, Malcolm Davis with three, two for Joey Rembecki. Four. The Rockbridge Bruins, they get four from Norris. Wide open on the inbounds pass as Schmidt's three is no good. We'll give you the rest of the scoring for Rockbridge in just a moment. Rebound is Sykes, coast to coast, no good. But putback is up and in on the rebound. I think that was Sartain. We're going to double check the board.
That's a big kid. Yeah, nice job running the floor by the big fella. Nice little tip on that miss.
Trey Bexton baseline underneath the basket, bounces it in the left corner to Schmidt. Schmidt comes into the lane, head and shoulder fake to Bexton. Now up to White. White the right wing, drives baseline, backs in, works against a triple team. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on the floor against the Rockbridge Bruins. David, who are we going to credit that last shot to?
For the Bruins?
Yeah. Was that Powell?
No, that's going to be Hummel.
Hummel, okay.
Yep, like I say, the big guy running the floor and good hustle. Got that tip in.
Inbound again, shot in the right corner from three, no good by Schmidt. Rebound comes to Columbia Rockbridge. Nice pass, Schmidt. Or rather, Sykes at the other end of the floor. Whistle as he passed it across the key, and a foul be called on the Crusaders. And it will send Caden Sartain to the line for two, and that's the second foul in the basketball game on Malcolm Davis.
Man, credit Sykes. Unbelievable job. Got a turnover, steal down here, and he was off to the races. Out front of the pack. Nice little nifty no-look pass. Opportunity. Kevin, 5:57 to go in the second quarter. I really thought we'd see multiple defenses, some maybe full-court pressure. To this point in time, we've seen nothing but straight man-to-man from both teams. Helias doing a little bit of trapping, but both teams playing base defenses and playing well.
Second foul on Davis. Sartain made one of two. Two-point lead for the Crusaders at 20-18. Top of the key, Damon Johans. Crossover dribble comes down the left side of the lane. Head and shoulder fake, dishes across court to Schmidt. Back to the basket at the foul line. Dumps it out to Malcolm Davis with 5:35 left to go in the first half. 20-18, Crusaders by two. Schmidt hands it to Damon Johans. He'll work at baseline. Pulls up the dribble quickly. Cross-court feed wide open. Davis for three. In and out, no good. Rebound through the hands of a Bruin and an outlet pass as Schmidt got it. He threw it outlet to the left hash mark, and Davis had vacated the area. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Crusaders. Bruins back the other way.
Good execution by the Crusaders, Kevin. Johans, nice little penetration. Had a little flare screen on the backside. Malcolm Davis, wide open three. Just couldn't get it to fall.
Schmidt across the timeline, feeds it open, shot taken, and good, nothing but net. And that shot taken by John Powell. Powell with his first points of the basketball game gives the Bruins back the lead at 21-20. Just a second ago, it was the Crusaders by 7, David at 20-13. 8-0 run for the Bruins. Top of the key, Johans, a good look for 3, knocks it down.
Go ahead, big fella.
All over the floor, he's scoring here in the first half.
That may be the first he's had all year.
Top of the key, Sartain throws it over, 3-point arc to Powell. Top of the key, they put it on the floor. Up top, it's deflected away, picked up by Powell. He'll shoot the 3. It's off the iron, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Damon Johans, and a foul on the backcourt. It'll go against the Rockbridge Bruins, and that'll be on Ben Lennemeyer.
Doing it on both ends is Johans, Kevin. Nice job on the rebounding, as well as defensively down that time. And, man, what a first half he's had on the offensive end.
11 of the 23 points for the Crusaders belong to the 6'4 senior Damon Johans. All right, 3-point arc on the left sideline. Desmond White feeds it to Malcolm Davis, top of the key. Back out to White between the circles. Long distance, 3, yes! Almost a 3.5-point shot.
Told you, they're streaky. I tell you, Kevin, when they shoot it, man. Also, look at the intensity on the defensive end by the Crusaders. It's really picked up. More pressure, more activity. We'll see if the Bruins can get a nice set, get some good action here and respond.
The 3 gives Helias the 5-point lead at 26-21. Catching, launching the 3, knocking it down on the sidelines with the bucket. And that is Lennemeyer. There's Malcolm Davis at the other end, knocking it down from 3-point land. So he has 6 in the basketball game. Sykes penetrating, trying to put up the shot, and it goes out of bounds. Basketball goes out of bounds. Sykes goes out of bounds. Crusaders get it back with 3:28 left to go here in the first half. So Lennemeyer with his first points in the basketball game from 3-point arc, and back to the way we come. 5-point lead for the Crusaders at 29-24. Up between the circles, Desmond White with the basketball. Whips a pass to the top of the key to Damon Johans. Johans will slide to the left, back in. Turnaround jumpers a little bit short. Ball on the baseline, goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Crusaders. Very nice crowd here tonight here at the Rackers Fieldhouse. Halftime, they will celebrate the state championship season of Chris Hinch's Helias Crusaders football team that went undefeated and captured the state title the first Friday in December at Atkins Stadium as they beat St. Louis MICDS 35-30. Ended the season 14-0. 3 in the corner is no good for Columbia Rockbridge, and the rebound to the Crusaders. Davis quickly up to White. White dumps it down. Open Schmidt puts it up off the glass. Lays on the iron. No good. Rebound by Schmidt. He tries to go up with the shot. Ball stripped from him by Sykes, and then it goes off the leg of Johans out of bounds, and the Bruins get it back with 2:43 left in the first half.
Kevin, even though Glass didn't capitalize on that possession, I tell you what, they're doing some good things. Leaking out, pushing the pace, had numbers that time. Nice play by Sykes, as you mentioned, deflecting or knocking that ball, I believe off of Desmond White, but Crusaders doing a nice job on the defensive end and getting rebounds. It's leading out some pretty good transition opportunities.
Sykes on a pass from Hajicek had it knocked out of bounds out of his hands by Desmond White. It'll stay with the Bruins with 2:33 left to go in the first half. 29-24, Helias by 5, led 16-13 after 1. They roll it in, and Hajicek will bring it across the timeline, picked up there by Rumbecki in between the circles. Gets it into the hands of Sykes, 3-point arc left side. Up top, they'll swing it around from Powell, now to Lennemeyer. 3 is away and good. Ben Lennemeyer has 2 threes and now 6 points in the basketball game. 2-point lead for the Crusaders at 29-27. White across the timeline, top of the key, launches a long distance 3 from the rim, no good. Rebound is grabbed by the Bruins. Hajicek gets the board. He comes back across the timeline, puts on the brakes with the left-hand dribble. Bounce pass to Lennemeyer in the left corner. They'll get it back up top to Lennemeyer. Now between the circles with the basketball is Hajicek. With 1:50 left to go in the first half, gets it to Norris at the top of the key. Between the circles with a basketball, that is Lennemeyer, puts it on the floor, backs in, spins left, tries to go up, ball stripped away by Malcolm Davis as he left the floor with the basketball. Loose ball picked up, back the other way, pull-up jumper by Davis from 3, it's no good, rebound tipped up in the air, grabbed by Sykes. Sykes starts back, gets around a man, comes in the lane, puts up a shot, whistle, charge called against Sykes. Trey Bexton got position. Sykes will pick up the charge.
I was getting ready to say, guess who? Great, just a great job by Bexton. Sykes, really good move, man. Really nice job creating, and if your pull-up jump shot is in his repertoire, might have been something he could have done differently, but again, credit Drew Bexton, man. What a nice job on the defensive end. You know, Kevin, 1:28 to go here in the second quarter. Game of runs, you know. Rockbridge had a five-point lead early. Helias had two different five-point leads in the second, in the second quarter, and it's maybe one of those nights where it's going to be nothing but who's going to have the last run.
Desmond White on the penetration, and the shot off the feed by Johans is no good. Comes back up top. Damon Johans open for three, left of the circle, front of the rim, no good. Ball deflected around and grabbed by Sykes, top of the key with a minute left to go. He penetrates through the key, comes back out, hands it off. Lindemeyer for three, and he knocks another one down.
Man, what a boost off the bench for the Rockbridge Bruins and Jim Scanlon. Lindemeyer, three threes, all Kevin in the second quarter. This is giving the Rockbridge Bruins a 30-29 lead.
Top of the key with it, White. He backs out, resets the offense as he works against Xavier Sykes. Bounce pass to Schmidt. Back up top to Bexton. In the key to Damon Johans. Whips a pass in the corner. Caught by Schmidt. Three is away. No good off the iron. Ball comes to the corner. It's tracked down by the Bruins. 27 seconds left to go, and Hajicek will bring it up the floor. Puts on the brakes with 23. Passes across half court to Sykes. Gets it right back to Hajicek with 19 seconds left to go in the first half. Bruins lead by one, 30-29. Hajicek between the circles, picked up defensively by Joey Rembecki. We're down to 10 seconds left to go as he hands it off to Sykes with 8. He's at the right hash mark, cuts to the left, comes to the top of the key, backs out on the dribble, comes down the right side of the lane, draws a double team, dumps it down low, open, shot off the glass, and good by Hummel at the buzzer. So Hummel gets the final 2 points of the first half. He's got 6 at halftime, and the Bruins will take a 3-point lead into the locker room at the half. It's Columbia Rockbridge 32, Helias 29, and Crusaders basketball on KWOS returns after this 1 minute timeout.
Your car wants to look its best. The paint, the trim, the wheels, the tires, they want to show off in all of their sparkling glory. Let your car shine with the Quick Car Monthly Unlimited Wash Club. For $25 a month, you can let your car strut its stuff anytime you want. Welcome to the club. Join Quick Car's Monthly Unlimited Wash Club today. Quick Car. Quick, easy, and professional every time. In Jefferson City and Osage Beach.
At MidAmerica Bank, we empower you for what's possible. To support ideas of all shapes and businesses of all sizes. To bring the power of banking to your doorstep and in the palm of your hand with online tools to keep your cash flow in line. Turning lines of credit into lines of customers. And our newest location at the corner of Stadium and Edgewood and Jefferson City is now open to meet your needs. At MidAmerica Bank, we're empowering you to move forward, making decisions locally.
Online at midambk.com. Member FDIC.
This is Helias Basketball on KWOS.
All right, welcome back to the Rackers Fieldhouse. Kevin Kelly along with David Fox. We're at halftime of our basketball game. Columbia Rockbridge leads Helias by a score of 32-29. Right now they're introducing the state championship football team of the Helias Crusaders. Won undefeated and won the state championship 14-0 this year. Winning the state title at Atkins Stadium the first Friday in December as they defeated MICDS. Getting a great ovation, coaching staff, players all here, and the fans on their feet applauding the state championship team for the Helias Crusaders as they will put a banner here in the Rackers Fieldhouse celebrating the state championship. Their first, I believe, David, since 1998.
Isn't that something? Congratulations, Coach Inches, and as you mentioned, his staff and his team, and 14-0. I'll tell you what, in a year that was crazy with the pandemic, still being able to do things safely, not only safely, but unbelievably successful. Congratulations.
And they have just raised the banner. It's up on the wall, and everybody on their feet congratulating the football team and the coaching staff on a fantastic season at high school football, 14-0, undefeated. As I mentioned, they beat St. Louis MICDS for the state title in December, 35-30, the final score. And of course, so many great players on this State championship football team led by All-State quarterback Jacob Weaver. Alex Clement had a 5-yard touchdown run late in the ball game up at Smithville in a state semifinal game that sent them to the championship game. You take a look at the offensive line. They were all seniors this year for the Helias Crusaders. It was a great offensive line. It consisted of Parker Weidman, Gage Traxel, Will Heckman, Jacob Weaver, and Dylan Kopp, two outstanding linebackers, and Ethan Holzhauser, along with Isaac Lopez. You had Damon Johans at tight end for the Crusaders. And again, they went 14-0 and captured the state football championship. As I mentioned, they beat MICDS 35-30, first state football title since 1998. They finished the season 14-0. It's the first undefeated state championship season in the history of the Helias Crusaders football program. Congratulations, Chris Hinches, his coaching staff, and the players. We were there for it, and it was a great ride, and we appreciated all the time that we had with Chris as far as pregame interviews, coaches shows were concerned, and we thank them for all that they did for us for this past football season. And again, everybody getting a chance to congratulate the Helias Crusaders football team as the banner has been raised here at the Rackers Fieldhouse. 16-13, Helias outscoring Columbia Rockbridge in the first quarter. Bruins came back with a late run in the second quarter to end up outscoring the Crusaders 19-13 in the second quarter. Thus, the three-point lead for the Bruins at the half at 32-29. We're back to give you the individual scoring after this one-minute timeout.
Your car wants to look its best. The paint, the trim, the wheels, the tires, they want to show off in all of their sparkling glory. Let your car shine with the Quick Car Monthly Unlimited Wash Club. For $25 a month, you can let your car strut its stuff anytime you want. Welcome to the club. Join Quick Car's Monthly Unlimited Wash Club today. Quick Car. Quick, easy, and professional every time. In Jefferson City and Osage Beach.
At Jefferson Bank, we understand that it takes more than a good coach and talented players to be a great team. It's more than a well-equipped facility or good-looking uniforms. At Jefferson Bank, we know a team's success is influenced by what takes place outside the training area. It's people in our schools and community supporting you and believing in you that makes you great. We proudly support our local students and their activities. At Jefferson Bank, there's more. Member FDIC.
This is Helias Basketball on KWOS.
All right, let's take a look at the individual scoring in the first half of our basketball game. First of all, for the Helias Crusaders, they get 11 points in the first half from Damon Johans, Malcolm Davis, and Desmond White, combining for 14 in the backcourt for the Crusaders in the first half. Desmond White with 8, Malcolm Davis with 6. Trey Bexton had 2, Joey Rembecki with 2 in the first half. 6 in the first quarter, 5 in the second for Damon Johans as he leads the Crusaders with 11 at the half. For the Rockbridge Bruins, they end up with 7 different players scoring in the first half. He didn't start, but he leads the team in scoring at halftime, and that's Ben Linnemeyer. Linnemeyer with 3 threes. He had 9 in the first half. And then it is 6 in the first half for Canyon Hummel. 4 for Nate Morris in the first half. Xavier Sykes with 4. Caden Sartain with 3 in the first half. John Powell with 3 in the first half. Hudson Dersher with 3 in the first half. So that's 7 different scores in the first half for the Bruins.
Yes, and you know, talk about Lindemeyer in the second quarter. Obviously, Coach Rothweiler probably at halftime talking to make sure they locate their shooters. 3 threes and kind of got them back in the game. And not only back in the game, but extended the lead to 3 points here at halftime, Kevin. And, you know, it's a really competitive, pretty high-level basketball game so far. Both teams streaky. Helias shot the ball well. Short period of time there in the second quarter. Increased the lead to 6, I believe. And Rockbridge with the answer.
Monday starts districts in classes 4, 5, and 6. Our first broadcast in district play will be Tuesday night from over at the Fleming Fieldhouse. It'll be a rematch from a game that we had Wednesday night here on KWOS as the number 2 seed Jefferson City Jays will meet the 3rd seed Capital City Cavaliers an early start time. It's a 6 o'clock tip, so we're on the air 5:45 on Tuesday night, as it will be Jefferson City taking on Capital City. And then here at the Rackers Fieldhouse, it will be Helias taking on Sedalia Smith-Cotton. And that one's scheduled to start at 6 o'clock as well. And David, as we've talked about it before, due to the pandemic, different situation this year as far as district basketball is concerned, usually you'll have somebody that will host the district and all the games will be played at that gym. So you have a situation where, as an example, you take a look at the four-team district for the Jefferson City Jays, the Capital City Cavaliers, the Helias Crusaders, and the Sedalia Smith-Cotton Tigers. And normally you would have a situation where the two district semifinal games would be played at 6 and 7:30 on Tuesday, with the championship game scheduled for 7 o'clock on Friday. And, of course, that will be the case Friday next week with the district title game. But as far as first round, semifinals, and so forth at the district locations this year, it will be at different gyms and it'll all be at the same time.
Yeah, and can we add officiating to that as well? You know, when you get into postseason play, I don't know if our listeners understand that, you know, you're able to create a pool of recommended officials, and it'll be spread out all over the place, and so it'll be really interesting. A lot of politicking going on with seed meetings and homeschool and trying to create those advantages, but I don't know. It's nonetheless, it's here. I'll go back to something else. Capital City coach Darren Young, Jeff City, huge win Wednesday night. He comes back on Thursday night, has a nice win last night against Sedalia Smith-Cotton, Capital City. So you talk about that rematch on Tuesday night between Capital City and Jeff City. Nice bounce-back win for Capital City after that tough loss by the Jeff City Jays on Wednesday night.
Capital City ended up winning the basketball game 69-46. It was 30-27 Cavaliers at the half with the victory. Capital City Cavaliers now 12-11 on the season. About ready to start the second half. At halftime, it is Columbia Rockbridge 32, Helias 29, and we're back with more basketball in 1 minute.
The Helias Foundation needs your help. Even though they've decided to postpone their annual legacy celebration until later this year due to the pandemic, they are still seeking nominations for the Helias Hall of Fame. Help them honor those who have gone above and beyond in their service to Helias Catholic High School. If you know someone who deserves to be recognized for their lifetime commitment to Helias, please pick up a nomination form at the Foundation office at 1312 Southwest Boulevard, Suite 103, or submit your nomination online at heliasfoundation.org. Help them celebrate the best of the Helias community.
Credit or debit?
Debit.
Okay, go ahead and insert your card. Hold on. Is that a Tiger checking card from Central Bank?
It is. I just got it.
So you haven't used it yet?
No. Why? Is there a problem?
Not if you're a Tiger fan.
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
Go ahead then.
Here it goes.
Show your true colors with Tiger Checking from Central Bank. Sign up today at tigerchecking.com. Member FDIC.
This is Helias Basketball on KWOS.
All right, both teams out on the floor getting ready to start the second half. David, give us a couple of keys as far as the first half and what we'll see here in the second half of this basketball game tonight.
Yes, stat I've been keeping, Kevin, both teams didn't shoot the ball very well from the three-point line in the first half. I believe between the two teams, there were two made, in the first quarter. Second quarter, we had six mades by both teams, and so they started shooting the ball a little bit better, created an entertaining. Both teams started getting up down the floor a little bit. I'm going to come back to what I said a little bit earlier. It's a game of runs. Both teams have had leads. Both teams have lost leads. Right now, advantage Rockbridge plus three here at halftime, and it'll be interesting in the second half to see who gains the momentum, and if somebody can get a little bit of a lead, can they extend it? Can they create some more separation? Kevin, I don't think so. I think we're going to see a back-and-forth game, much like we've seen here in the first half, and I always say this, it may come down to free throw shooting in the fourth quarter. And having said all that, this is exactly what you want as a coach going into the postseason play. You want a tough, gritty, competitive basketball game to keep your team kind of focused in the regular season and get yourselves ready for what's to come next week.
Bruins led by Ben Lindemeyer off the bench with 9 points, all of his coming from the three-point arc. 11 in the first half for Damon Johans to lead the Crusaders, and he did it from every place on the floor. David stepped out, hit a three, baseline, went in the key, stepped out to the foul line, made shots all over the floor in the first half for Joe Rothweiler's ball club. They're the top seed in the district next week.
Yeah, and also, you know, Damon Johans on the defensive end as well. Obviously, that's something he has done throughout his career, in particular this year as well. But what we saw from him in the first half, I mean, if I'm scouting, I see Cray Logan here from Columbia Hickman scouting Rockridge next week, but other coaches, you know, you got to be prepared for Damon in the post. He's a good player. He's got great size. But for him stepping out to the three-point line and the offensive, just the way he shot the ball, and as you mentioned, where he shot the ball tonight, that just is an added bonus to this High Crusader basketball team.
Desmond White, it's been a good matchup in the first half. Desmond White guarding Xavier Sykes at both ends of the floor. Obviously, when the Crusaders having the basketball, Sykes is guarding him at the other end of the floor. When Sykes has the ball, Desmond White is guarding him, and it's been an interesting matchup in the first half, hasn't it?
It's always fun to watch. They're going at it, and both very, very talented players, and it's always great when coaches do that, match each other up, and it kind of makes it entertaining, and it's just been that in the first half. Very entertaining between both players.
About a minute and a half before we get ready to start the second half, so we'll take our final timeout before we start the third quarter. As we get ready to start the second half, Columbia Rockridge 32, Hawaii's 29. We're back with more basketball after this 30-second timeout.
People used to grow their own food, make their own clothes, even build their own houses. Nowadays, our skills are more specialized, but there are still the DIYers who like to try their hand at, well, anything, like landscaping. For them, Capital Sand Company makes do-it-yourself doable, supplying superior sand and rock to do-it-yourselfers since 1973. Find them on Facebook at Capital Sand Company or at CapitalSandCompany.com.
Capital Sand Company just makes sense.
This is Helias Basketball on KWOS.
No one in foul troubles. We get ready to start the second half. A couple of players have two fouls, but no one with three as we get ready to start the second half. And the Crusaders will start the five that they started the basketball game with in the second half. In the backcourt, it'll be Drew Schmidt along with Desmond White and Malcolm Davis up front. Joey Rembecki along with Damon Johans. Rockbridge Bruin head basketball coach Jim Scanlon still talking with his basketball team. Now they break the huddle and head out onto the floor. Dersher will start the second half. Hudson Dersher along with Xavier Sykes, Mark Kajacek, Cannon Hummel, and then the fifth starter will be Nate Morris, and we're underway. Morris has it at the three-point arc of the left side, watched by Joey Rembecki. Puts it on the floor, comes to the left wing, backs in, can't shoot, off balance, throws it up, it's no good, rims out, tipped up by Sykes, long and no good. Rebound White, outlet pass to Davis, deflected up in the air, ball is loose at the foul line at the other end. It's still loose in the paint and is picked up by the Bruins. Sykes one hands a pass down, Dersher, open layup here. Dersher was all alone at the other end, and a beautiful pass, backcourt, frontcourt from Sykes, and the finish by Dersher. He's got five, and Schmidt in the corner for three. It's no good, and the rebound to Columbia Rockbridge with the board. That was Norris back to the way. Sykes, top of the key with a crossover dribble, comes in the lane, loses it. Ball stripped from him, picks it back up, off-balance shot off the glass, spins out, no good, but he draws contact and a foul. Xavier Sykes to the line for two, 52 seconds into the second half, second foul in the ballgame on Drew Schmidt.
Good start for the Bruins, Kevin. Crusaders, nice defense, had a turnover. Unfortunately, they lost the ball. A little bit of a scramble. Sykes picked it up, as you mentioned, kicked it ahead, easy two. Followed by missed three-point shot by Schmidt, and Sykes at the free throw line to increase this lead to seven.
Sykes has five of the basketball game. Has one more left in the two-shot foul. Puts the ball on the floor, eyes the bucket, sends it on the way, and it's good. So he has six. The lead is seven for Columbia Rockbridge at 36-29, a minute into the second half. White across the timeline with a basketball. Middle of the floor, pass goes to Johans, left sideline to Rembecki as he gets the feed from Davis. Rembecki feeds it left baseline with it, Damon Johans. Johans, cross-court bullet pass to Schmidt, touch pass down to Rembecki, and the block backs in, kicks it back out to Schmidt in the left corner. Schmidt, good dribble to the wing, back out. Rembecki open for three, scrapes the iron, no good. Rebound comes to Columbia Rockbridge. They kick it up the floor. Norris feeds it to Sykes, pull-up three is away. Good, nothing but net. Xavier Sykes, his first points in the basketball game from the three-point arc. He's got nine in the contest. The lead is 10. Schmidt at the wing on the dribble comes in the lane. to Rembecki, right wing. He tries to get it across court, and it's kicked by Norris. It will stay with the Crusaders with 6:20 left to go in the third quarter, and it's a 7-0 run to start the second half for the Bruins.
Crusaders need to answer here, Kevin. Both possessions here this half, they've had two really good looks from the three-point line. Schmidt missed one. Rembecki just have not been able to capitalize. Let's credit Rockbridge is doing a pretty good job on Malcolm Davis and Desmond White, really not giving them much room at all, and credit the Bruins for that.
Inbounds play, and they get Schmidt in the right corner, open for a three, and he knocks it down.
Huge bucket that time. Good answer.
First points of the basketball game for Drew Schmidt, 39-32, Rockbridge by seven. They'll swing it around, bounce pass to Derscher, pull-up jumper, in and out from eight in the lane. Rebound to Malcolm Davis. Here comes Helias, top of the key, comes down the left side of the lane, leans. Turnaround jumper is away. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound grabbed by Hummel for Rockbridge. They'll start back. Derscher across the timeline. Gets it to Sykes at the top of the key. Sykes comes to the left wing on the dribble with the left hand. Whips the pass in the right corner. Hajicek, touch pass back up top. Three away and good by Derscher.
Great
they
ball movement.
They whipped that ball around, didn't
yes,
they?
Yes, sir. Great ball movement, Kevin. Got it from side to side. Coaches love to say extra pass. That did happen. Wide open three.
Derscher now has eight. Rembecki gets it to Damon Johans, top of the key at the three-point arc. He'll feed it to Schmidt. Schmidt around a pick set by Damon Johans in the right corner. Pass goes to Rembecki, all alone for three. In and out, no good. The rebound is grabbed by Hummel. Underhand feed to Sykes, who brings it across the timeline. Pull-up three is away and good. Sykes now has 12. It's an 8-point third quarter for him. His second three in the quarter. 5 minutes even left to go in the third. The lead now 13. Desmond White looks to answer from three, and it's no good off the iron. Rebound Sykes. Sykes brings it up the floor. Gets it to Derscher. Drives baseline. Throws it in the corner. Wide open is Hajicek for three. It's off the rim. No good. Rembecki with the rebound. Weaves through traffic. One-handed pass in the front court to Malcolm Davis. Davis in the lane, lobs it up to White. White open for three, launches it off the left side of the iron. No good. Rebound. Hummel had position. Rembecki over the back will pick up the foul, his second in the ballgame.
Kevin with 4:32 here in the second half. For whatever reason, Helias is settling. Not moving the ball in the offensive end. Really being over aggressively with the penetration. It's almost kind of like the first shot option. Whatever's available, they're going to shoot it. We've seen that the last couple of minutes. Rockbridge, great ball movement on the offensive end. It's allowed them to create this 13-point lead.
Get it down low to Hummel, and Hummel tried to spin to his right, lost his balance, and traveled with a basketball in the paint. Off the turnover, here come the Crusaders, and White quickly across the timeline. Bounce pass on the left sideline to Damon Johans. Crossover dribble, works baseline, draws a double team low in the block. Push foul be called either on Norris or Hummel. It stops the clock with 4:11 left to go in the third. 45-32, Rockbridge by 13. Schmidt to inbound it, left of the basket for the Crusaders. Slaps at the basketball, gets it in to Malcolm Davis in the left corner. Right hand dribble, back out to the three-point arc. Three is away and good. He has three threes and 9 points in the basketball game, so all of Davis's points coming from the arc. Timeout on the floor with 4:04 left to go in the third. It is Columbia Rockbridge 45, Helias 35 in high school basketball on KWOS. Returns after this one-minute timeout.
At Jefferson Bank, we understand that it takes more than a good coach and talented players to be a great team. It's more than a well-equipped facility or good-looking uniforms. At Jefferson Bank, we know a team's success is influenced by what takes place outside the training area. It's people in our schools and community supporting you and believing in you that makes you great. We proudly support our local students and their activities. At Jefferson Bank, there's more. Member FDIC.
The Hawthorne Bank family has always been our financial foundation.
Customers share how Hawthorne Bank's Jeff Carr can offer peace of mind advice.
I had some interruption in my revenue cycle. I went from having a very panicked phone call to Jeff to about 5 minutes later being totally at ease.
I was very overwhelmed. He made the process so much easier. He kind of took that fear away.
Life happens. You just try to be the calm voice in good and bad.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hawthorne Bank.
This is Helias Basketball on KWOS.
After the timeout, Bruins operating in the front court, and there's a foul called against the Crusaders. Xavier Sykes between the circles trying to move with the basketball. Rembecki will pick up the foul. That is team foul number three on the Crusaders here in the third quarter. 45-35, Rockbridge by 10, 3.5 left to go in the third quarter. Right wing, Sykes goes to the bucket, off the glass, spins out, no good, off the iron. Rebound Rembecki, outlet to Damon Johans, and Johans trying to switch hands on the dribble to avoid the charge. Lost the handle, ball goes out of bounds, and the Bruins get it right back.
Yeah, trying to go a little too fast, what he, Kevin?
Yep.
Get that, secure it. Nice job by Rembecki on the rebound, and I think Damon was looking to start the fast break.
Top of the key, Hajicek with a basketball for Columbia Rockbridge. Gets it to Derscher. Hash mark right side. Back in the middle of the floor, the pass goes to Hajicek. White with the defense for the Crusaders. Puts it on the floor, slides to the right side, just inside the hash mark. Ball stripped away. Taken away by Desmond White. Good quick hands as he stole the basketball away from Hajicek on the dribble. To Malcolm Davis in the corner. Schmidt open for three. Takes it off the iron, no good. Rebound Rockbridge. Here comes Sykes back the other way for the Bruins. To the three-point arc. Head and shoulder fake down low to Hummel. Cross the key on a bounce pass to Hajicek. Trying to get it back to Hummel. Deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Desmond White for the Crusaders. Lindemeyer with three threes and 9 points of the basketball game in the second quarter. Checks in for the first time here in the third quarter with 2:44 left to go in quarter number three. 45-35, Rockbridge by 10. Right of the bucket. They inbound it to Hummel. Try to get it up top to Lindemeyer. It's tipped into the backcourt where he tracks it down and will bring it up the floor against Desmond White. Across the timeline, pulls up the dribble, bounce pass to Sykes. Whistle, timeout taken by the Bruins from Columbia Rockbridge. With 2:34 left to go in the third, Columbia Rockbridge 45, Helias 35, and Crusaders basketball on KWOS returns in 30 seconds.
The best doctors have patients. You're thinking, thanks, Captain Obvious, but I'm talking about patients with a C. If you go to your doctor with an uncommon problem, you want to know they're not going to get frustrated, throw up their hands, and give up. That's why Frosty's Auto Clinic is still going strong after 25 years. Whether the issue with your car is common or uncommon, Jefferson City residents know at Frosty's Auto Clinic the doctor is in, and he has the patience, with a C, to hang in there until the problem is fixed. Find Frosty's on Facebook.
This is Helias Basketball on KWOS.
All right, 2:34 left to go in the third. Rockbridge had just called the timeout, so when they come back out on the hardwood floor, they'll have a 10-point lead at 45-35. Welcome back, Kevin Kelly, along with David Fox.
Rockbridge shooting the ball really well. Kevin, they're moving the ball offensively. Really good flow on the offensive end. Helias, not so much. Kind of settling, as we said a little bit earlier, when they do have the opportunity to move the basketball in the hedge. Malcolm Davis comes to mind. A couple of possessions ago, they've been able to get a couple nice buckets.
Schmidt for three. It's good at the other end after a bucket on a drive by Xavier Sykes. Sykes with a 10-point third quarter. He's got 14 in the basketball game. So he got a bucket on a drive. Schmidt answers with a three at the other end. So it's a 9-point lead for the Bruins with 2 minutes left to go in the third at 47-38. Top of the key between the circles with it. Derscher feeds it over to Norris. Norris pivots, drives baseline, draws a double team, gets it back out. Lindemeyer wide open for three. Count it.
And what a game. You cannot lose him. Kevin, that's four. Is that correct?
Yep, four and a dozen in the basketball game.
Have to know where he is at all times.
Baseline, Damon Johans with the basketball. Held scoreless here in the third quarter after leading the Crusaders in the first half with 11. White, top of the key to the foul line in the dribble. Feeds in the corner. Schmidt for three. Good. They're leaving Schmidt open. Crusaders are finding him. And he has three threes and nine in the basketball game. All of them coming here in the third quarter. The lead, nine for the Bruins at 50-41. And a pass is deflected up. Sykes tried to get it to Norris. Stolen away by Rembecki. They go to the other end of the floor. Damon Johans off the glass and good.
What a nice catch by Johans. Great pass by Schmidt. Schmidt, a couple threes. Defensive intensity has turned up here a little bit. Kevin, we talk about runs. We may be in one right now.
Derscher between the circles with less than a minute to go in the third quarter. 50-43 Rockbridge. Left-hand dribble comes in the lane. Hummel off the glass and good. The penetration, the bounce pass, the finish. Hummel's got eight. 9-point lead for Columbia Rockbridge at 52-43. Pick set by Damon Johans. Davis launches the three. It's off the back of the rim. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched, they say, by Joey Rembecki for the Crusaders as he fought for the offensive board against Canyon Hummel, and it'll be Trey Bexton checking in, Rembecki checking out with the Crusaders with 37 seconds left to go in the third.
Coach Rothweiler's questioning that call on the baseline. Got a couple officials that have come together to discuss it.
I think it went out on Hummel.
And it appears, even though it may have gone out on Hummel, it's Rockbridge's ball.
Sykes picks it up and crosses half court with a pass to Derscher. They go to Lindemeyer. He hands it off to Sykes, top of the key, works against Schmidt, backs out, resets the offense. Schmidt picks up the defense with 25 seconds left to go. Sykes gets around him, comes in the lane. Nice between the pair, try to get it to Hummel. Ball slapped out of bounds. Last touch by the Crusaders as they double-team Sykes down low. He tried to get it to Hummel. It was slapped out of bounds by the Crusaders. Stays with the Bruins with 21 seconds left to go in the third. Sykes to inbound it, left of the bucket. Gets it out to Hummel. Now to Derscher at the foul line. Dumps it down low. Shot up off the glass and good. And a chance for a three-point play. They get it down to Norris. Unless they called a charge on Norris, and I think they did.
Whoa.
Coach Scanlon not happy with the call.
I have to agree with Coach Scanlon, Kevin. A nice little out-of-bounds set, little shuffle cut. A lot of contact, but evidently there was enough contact on Norris for the Ice Crusaders to possess the ball.
Here's White in the lane for the Crusaders. Turnaround jumper is blocked by Hummel. Loose basketball picked up by Norris. A bounce pass to Derscher in the backcourt, and a buzzer sounds. Three are now in the books. By the way, the foul on Norris, his third in the basketball game. Two team fouls on the Bruins in the third quarter. We're ready to head to quarter number four. After three, it is Columbia Rockbridge 52, Helias 43. Crusaders basketball on KWOS returns after this 30-second timeout.
At MidAmerica Bank, we empower you for what matters, for new beginnings and new additions, for families that need a new addition. We empower our neighbors and are here to lend a hand. At MidAmerica Bank, we're empowering you to move forward, making banking easier, providing products and services that make a difference to you, saving time while banking online. And our newest location at the corner of Stadium and Edgewood in Jefferson City is now open to meet your needs.
Online at midambk.com. Member FDIC.
This is Helias Basketball on KWOS.
In the third quarter, Columbia Rockbridge outscored Helias 20-14, David, and they lead by nine as we head to the fourth quarter. 52-43, Xavier Sykes with a 10-point third quarter for the Bruins.
He actually triggered a lot of what they did offensively. Rockbridge much better in the third quarter than the Helias Crusaders on the offensive end. Really distributed the basketball, were allowed to get to a lot of their sets we talked about earlier in the game. Helias did a pretty good job disrupting a lot of that action, and credit to Bruins. A really nice good third quarter, really nice third quarter.
Schmidt had a good third quarter for the Crusaders. He hit three threes. He had nine in the third quarter. He's got nine in the basketball game.
We're going to watch. You alluded to it. Rockbridge is not guarding him. They're kind of really concentrating on Davis and White, and really not guarding Drew.
Schmidt baseline gets it out to Trey Bexton. Bexton at the wing, strong to the basket with the ball off the feed from Schmidt. His shot rolled the iron, but contact and a foul will be called against Columbia Rockbridge. And that'll be the first in the basketball game on Canyon Hummel. It stops the clock with 7:51 left to go in the basketball game. Bexton working on a two-point night. The first one is on the way, and it's good.
We talked about free throw shooting in the fourth quarter, Kevin. Nice to see Bexton step up. Big bucket. Let's see if he can connect on the second.
Has a chance to get the Crusaders to within seven. Eyes it, sends it, in and out, no good. Rebound to Columbia Rockbridge. 52-44 in favor of the Bruins, and it's Sykes across the timeline. Lobs it, and they'll work it over to the left sideline. With it is Ben Lindemeyer. Up between the circles now, Derscher has it. He'll work against Malcolm Davis. Slides to the right side, comes to the top of the key, comes down the right side. They dump it down low. Feed from Lindemeyer. The finish from Hummel in the paint, and he's in double figures with 10. Moved the ball extremely well, and Hummel all alone off the glass has got 10 in the ball game. Pass. They tried to get it to Schmidt from Davis. Deflected, almost stolen away. Sykes ran out of real estate for it. Ball went out of bounds. It'll stay with the Crusaders with 7:18 left to go in the ballgame. 54-44, Rockbridge with the lead. Schmidt to inbound it, and he'll inbound it into the backcourt where it's caught by Desmond White. He'll bring it across the timeline. Bounce pass, middle of the floor to Damon Johans. Left side, Trey Bexton. Ball above the head. Up top, Desmond White. Good look for three. In and out and in. In and out, touched the glass, knocked it down. He's got 11.
I was just going to make a comment. He's been kind of quiet in the second half and got the nice shooter's touch there. Get this game, like you said, to seven.
Sykes, pull-up jumper, right wing. No good off the iron. Rebound, Hummel kicks it out. Lindemeyer, head and shoulder fake, puts up the shot. It's blocked underneath the bucket. Loose basketball picked up by Desmond White. Outlet pass. Malcolm Davis will launch the three. It's off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound is grabbed by Columbia Rockbridge, and that is Ben Lindemeyer. Other end of the floor, shot was not Lindemeyer. It was Dersher.
Yep.
And so with 6:35 left to go in the ballgame and a seven-point lead, Rockbridge will inbound it, and now some three-quarter pressure from the Crusaders.
First time we've seen it tonight.
Dersher and Sykes will work it in the backcourt. They lob it in the front court, and it's caught there by Lindemeyer. Brings it up to Dersher between the circles. He's picked up defensively by Malcolm Davis with 6:20 left to go in the basketball game. Rockbridge leads 54-47. Davis, one-on-one. Dersher comes in the lane, kicks it out. Open, shot is away. A little bit long off the back of the iron by Norris. Rebound, Hummel puts it on the floor, puts it up off the glass. No good. And the rebound is grabbed by Bexton. Whistle and a foul called in the lane. Hummel got the rebound, put it again, David, down on the floor before he went to the basket with it and banked it too hard as it spun off the front of the iron.
I'll tell you what, though, just a sophomore, Kevin, he's got some skills, plays really hard, and he will be a, obviously he's a factor in this basketball game, but he's a kid to keep an eye on in the future. He's got really good skills.
Norris picked up the foul, David. That's his fourth in the ballgame. Schmidt around a pick set by Bexton. Charity stripe jumper is no good. Rebound is grabbed by Sykes. He starts back to the way with 5:45 left to go in the basketball game. He's at the three-point arc, comes out to the wing, comes into the lane on the dribble, dumps it down, low head and shoulder fake. Norris got the man to commit, banks it home, and a chance for a three-point play. Got a man up in the air, and then Norris banked it home, and he has a chance for a three-point play. 6 points in the basketball game for Norris. The foul, the second to that on Trey Bexton.
You know, between Dersher and Sykes for the Rockbridge Bruins, they're doing a tremendous job breaking the defense down. And the assist count in the second half of the Bruins is really high. They're really sharing the basketball. And another really good pass by Xavier Sykes.
Norris long and no good with the foul shot. Rebound to the Crusaders. 5:33 left to go in the ballgame. It's a 9-point lead for the Bruins at 56-47. Helias has the basketball. Damon Johans, top of the key. Gets it to Rembecki, into the paint, back out to Damon Johans, left wing, fadeaway jumpers away, and good. 15 points now in the basketball game for Damon Johans, but Columbia Rockbridge has made it difficult. He's not getting as many touches as he did in the first half when he scored 11 points to lead the Crusaders.
Well, again, a very well-coached Rockbridge Bruin basketball team. They're aware of him. So, you know, that time, even with that tough shot, he had a hand up, and, you know, credit the Bruins for that. Yeah, Kevin, it seems like we've been here multiple times in the second half. We have a seven-point game with 5:17 remaining. Can Helias get a stop? Can they get it down to, you know, to five? And at the same time, they've got to do a better job defensively. You know, they're just getting broken down, and we mentioned Dersher and Sykes, and got to keep those guys in front of you to prevent them from making the easy pass or getting to the bucket.
Sykes with 14 points, one of three players in double figures so far tonight for the Bruins. Ben Lindemeyer has 12. Canyon Hummel in double figures with 10 for the Crusaders. Two in double figures, Damon Johans with 15, 11 for Desmond White. Right close to double digits, Drew Schmidt with 9, Malcolm Davis with 9. Full court pressure for the Crusaders. Tommy Rockbridge inbounds it and get it to Sykes. Sykes is across the timeline, coming down the left side of the lane. Nice pass across the key, and Cannon Hummel finishes.
Not only a nice pass, but again, what a catch by the big kid, the big young kid. And everything's clicking for the Bruins, Kevin, playing really well.
Desmond White, pull-up three is away, a little bit long off the back of the iron. Ball tipped to the corner. Lindemeyer gets it for Columbia Rockbridge. Here comes Sykes back to the way. Weaves through traffic, comes in the lane, lost the handle on the way up. Ball stripped away, whistle and a foul be called on the Crusaders. Other end of the floor, last trip down for Columbia Rockbridge. Sykes whips a pass off the dribble with the left hand. And as we mentioned so many times, Hummel taking it up around his shoulders and continuing to the basket with the ball, the finish and the dozen in the ball game. Foul on Drew Schmidt is his third. Sykes at the line has one go, and it's 15 tonight for him. Has another one left And it's a 10-point lead for the Bruins at 59-49 with 4:51 left to go in the basketball game. Sykes eyes and sends it on the way, and it's good. Held to 4 points in the first half. He's got 16 now in the basketball game. Back to a double-digit lead for Rockbridge at 60-49. Malcolm Davis from the foul line back out to the three-point arc with the dribble in the middle of the floor. Goes to Schmidt on the right sideline to Desmond White at the hash mark. Left-hand dribble comes all the way over to the left wing. Bounce pass behind him. Tracked down by Malcolm Davis. Crossover dribble, pick set by Damon Johan. Slides left, can't shoot. To Damon Johan's top of the key with the left-hand dribble. Comes down the left side of the lane, strong to the bucket, off the glass, and good. Took it at the top of the key, went down the left side of the lane, had some people guarding him, and he just went strong to the glass with it off the dribble. He's got 17 in the ball game.
Kevin, when he's scoring and he's shooting and he's ineffective, you got to come out and contest. And that time they came out and contested, as you mentioned, really nice drive by Damon Johans.
Sykes down the lane, lost the handle, got it back, reverse layup off the window and good. Penetrated against the defense, lost it, got it back, and a difficult shot, a reverse layup off the glass as he was coming down the left side of the lane as he had a spin with the right part of his body and put it up, and he did, and he's got 18 in the ball game. Crusaders back the other way, whistle and a foul's called. First shot was missed. Desmond White got the rebound, got pushed on the baseline, and a foul will be called on the Bruins. It'll stop the clock with 3:37 left to go in the basketball game.
Desmond White, Kevin, has really had to work for everything tonight. Dersher, good athlete, good size, has had the assignment of Desmond tonight and has done a really nice job.
Malcolm Davis gets it in. He's got it at three-point arc. Long distance three off the front of the iron. No good block out by Lennemeyer, and the rebound comes to Sykes. Good block out of Rimbecki by Lennemeyer to let Sykes get the rebound off the iron. And they're back the other way on a double-team trap. Gets it in the paint. They'll kick it out. Open. Shot is taken from three. In and out. No good by Dersher. Rebound to the Crusaders. Backcourt pass. Lobbed into the front court from White to Davis. And now Schmidt in the right corner to Desmond White. Catches, launches, and hits. And a foul is called. Catches it. Shoots it. Hits it. Sykes late on the foul, and a chance for a four-point play this trip down for the Crusaders.
It's a big bucket, Kevin. It's a huge bucket. Talk about Desmond kind of really having to work for everything tonight. Kind of got loose, right three-point line. Beautiful stroke, got the foul, four-point opportunity. Kind of anticipate some full-court pressure here by the Crusaders, Kevin, don't you think?
Yep, with 3:01 left to go. White finishes the four-point play, and he's got 15. Sykes in the backcourt. Middle of the floor. They'll get it across the timeline. Putting on the brakes is Powell. Gets it into the hands of Norris. Quick touch pass down low by Lennemeyer. Got past Hummel, but it's tracked down on the left sideline. And it stays with the Bruins. Dershert, the hash mark on the left side. Comes into the lane. Kicks it in the corner. Open look for Powell. Puts it on the floor. Comes in the lane. Turnaround jumpers away. It's no good. Baseline trying to save it. He does, throwing it in. That was Lennemeyer, but it's picked up by the Crusaders. Damon Johans pull up three, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped baseline. Sykes gets it for Columbia Rockbridge. 2:22 left to go to basketball game as he crosses half court. Whistle timeout taken by Columbia Rockbridge. 2:22 left to go to basketball game. It is a 7-point lead for Columbia Rockbridge. Up top by a score of 62-55. Districts next week, Tuesday night, will be at the Fleming Fieldhouse, the Jefferson City Jays against the Capital City Cavaliers. Ball game Wednesday this week we had right here on KWOS. Boy, the Jays played very well. Defensively, they were a handful for the Capital City Cavaliers. And on top of that, Sterling Deshay tied a school record over at Jefferson City with 44 points. That was the record held by
Ronnie Coleman. Coach Coleman, longtime coach at Lincoln University, All-American.
Boy's a great athlete.
Absolutely. Yep. And what a performance by Sterling Deshay. Yep. You know what I really like? You know what? It was great to see his teammates and the energy and how excited they were, you know, for Sterling. And even when, you know, we were unaware of the record on the broadcast, but even late in the game, his teammates were feeding him. You know, they were finding him, whether it was in transition or in the half-court offense, making the extra pass, and just a great night for the Jeff City Jays, and in particular, obviously a night to remember for Sterling Deshaies.
You know, and Ron Coleman's record stood for a long time.
Oh,
and
no
again,
question.
It was tied by Sterling Deshaies.
Right, right. But,
so now Ron Coleman, along with Sterling Deshaies, with 44 points in the game, the record, over at Jefferson City High School. All right, 2:22 left to go as the Bruins have the lead, and they inbound it. They've got a 7-point lead at 62-55, and Norris at the right wing with a basketball. Bounce pass out to Sykes. Sykes the hash mark on the right side, draws a double team, leans Schmidt and White, and they steal it away. Bexton put it on the floor. Ball goes off the foot of who?
Tough luck. Yep.
It'll say with the Bruins.
Great trap that time by the Crusaders. Got exactly what they wanted. Sykes tried to step through and got the ball deflected, and unfortunately it went off a Crusader's foot.
I think it went off of Trey Bexton's foot. Inbounding at the Bruins, trying to move through a double team is Dersher. Sidelines, Lindemeyer back up top to Sykes. Under 2 minutes left to go in the ballgame. Kind of a four-corner offense right now for the Bruins, David.
Yeah, being patient,
spreading,
being strong
the floor
with the ball. Absolutely.
Yep.
Moving it. That's what you want to do. The ball's being moved before the trap can be set. So good execution so far by the Bruins. And at some point in time, Elias may need to think about fouling, Kevin.
Norris got stuck in a double team, and a jump ball is called. He got stuck down low. It was a double team. Damon Johans along with Drew Schmidt. Alternate possession. It will stay with the Bruins with 1:36 left to go in the basketball game. Sykes to inbound it for Columbia Rockbridge. Gets it into Dersher. Ball fake. Now open for three. He'll launch it. Knocks it down.
What a big shot. I really thought maybe they get the ball in bounds and continue to spread the floor. Nice execution on an out-of-bounds set. What a shot by Dersher.
All right, so the Crusaders back the other way with 1:20 left to go in the basketball game. White gets it to Malcolm Davis, drives baseline, gets around his man, double pump fake, shot no good, but whistle, contact, and a foul will be called on Hummel. And that stops the clock with 1:15 left to go in the ball game. Team foul number 7 on Columbia Rockbridge, the second tonight on Canyon Hummel. And at the line will be Malcolm Davis for 2 with 1:15 left to go in the ballgame. 10-point lead for the Bruins, 65-55.
Nice drive by Malcolm Davis. Most importantly, Kevin, get a chance to put points on the board while the clock is stopped. Got a little offense for defense. I should say defense for offense by Coach Joel Wathwa, the Crusaders here.
Davis makes the first. Eyes and sends the next one on the way, and it's good. He's in double figures now with 11. 8-point lead now for the Bruins at 65-57. Sykes to inbound it. Gets it back over to Norris. Now to Sykes as he inbounds it. They both were out of bounds, and he just kind of threw it one to the other, and Sykes leans through a triple team. Whistle a timeout taken by Jim Scanlon of the Columbia Rockbridge Bruins. They were able to do that. Sykes inbounded it, and he threw it the other side of the lane to Norris, who was also out of bounds. It got the student body over at Helias excited because they thought that was a violation, but they did it. And then what happened was as soon as he got the ball to Norris, who was out of bounds, he inbounded it to Sykes. And then Sykes was triple teamed and a foul called, stops the clock with 1:09 left to go.
It's so funny, Kevin. You know, they've never seen anything like that. And certainly the rules of basketball, you know, a lot of different things can happen. And so it's just it's something those kids hadn't seen before. You know, you can't do that. What are you doing? So that's just hilarious. Maybe they'll use that in PE class next week when they're playing 5-on-5 in gym.
There you go. All right, 1:09 left to go in the basketball game. It is 65-57, Rockbridge by 8. Top scores for each basketball team as we get ready to inbound it. 18 tonight for Xavier Sykes to lead Columbia Rockbridge. 17 tonight for Damon Johans to lead the Crusaders. Multiple players in double figures for each basketball team tonight.
Yeah,
all
both
right.
Teams really balanced, Kevin.
Rockbridge inbounds it. Double teamed in the backcourt is Sykes, and a foul will be called either on Schmidt or Mbeki. But, David, that is only team foul number 6. The Crusaders have another to give before the Bruins go to the line. And that will be on Joey Rembecki, and that will be his third in the basketball game. All right, Norris will inbound it in the backcourt. Still has it and gets it into Sykes. Sykes puts it on the floor with the left hand. Comes across the timeline, comes in the lane, whistle, and a foul called at the foul line. I think this is going to be on Drew Schmidt. We'll watch the board. Stops the clock with 1:02 left to go in the ballgame. It is, in fact, on Schmidt. That is his fourth in the ballgame. and Sykes at the line on the 1-1. 17 fouls now for each basketball team. 102 left to go in regulation. Bruins by 8. Sykes at the line looking to get number 19 and 20 tonight for him. Eisen sends it on the way, and it's good. He earns the bonus.
What a great performance by Xavier Sykes. Not only the 19, 20 possible points here with this free throw, but numerous assists, Kevin. He has really distributed the basketball. We talked about he and Derscher both play the guard position, have done a great job breaking down this Crusaders defense tonight and sharing the basketball and finding their teammates. It's led to a really good offensive night.
Sykes made them both. He's got 20 in the basketball game, but David, 16 here in the second half. Malcolm Davis, baseline, puts up an off-balance shot. It's partially blocked on the way up. Loose basketball picked up in the lane by Hummel. And he gets it to Sykes, and Sykes is fouled in the backcourt by Damon Johans with 44 seconds left to go in the basketball game. And we will walk to the other end of the floor. And the Bruins will send to the line Xavier Sykes. 67-57, 10-point lead for the Bruins. Coming into this basketball game tonight, I had the Bruins 12-7 on the season, Crusaders 18-5. I think in their district next week, isn't Columbia Hickman the top seed? You know?
I do know, and Kevin, it's Washington High School.
That's right, Washington.
Yep, Battle will travel to Washington, and these Rockbridge Bruins will go to Columbia Hickman after that loss last week to the Cupies.
Front end of the 1-1 was no good by Sykes. Rebound Crusaders, and a three quickly at the other end of the floor is down by Malcolm Davis, and quickly a timeout taken with 36 seconds left to go in the basketball game. I was figuring that Columbia Hickman was the number one seed because I know there was head-to-head between them and Columbia Rockbridge. And I knew that Rockbridge and Hickman, they played last week, and the Cupies won that, so I figured that they would be in the head-to-head matchup seated higher. I forgot about Washington being
Washington,
in the district.
Washington, I think, has a really good record. I don't know that they have any common opponents, but if you look at the records, both Hickman and Rockbridge are about 500. And, of course, Hickman beating Rockbridge, the higher seed, as we're doing districts this year. Obviously, the Cupies will host, I believe, Tuesday.
And, of course, the other thing this year for basketball is we have six classes in basketball.
I'm telling you, it's really interesting. It's just as we kind of been Colin, like you've been following class 1, 2, and 3 this week, and it's things have kind of worked out. You talked about the Lady Jays district and the only three teams. So it's just kind of just a different year, certainly understandable with the pandemic. And it's just kind of interesting how it's all been laid out, and really looking forward to calling some games and as we continue on down the path to the Final Four.
Well, the reason that Jefferson City Lady Jays are in a district with three is because the Helias Lady Crusaders are in Class 5, while the Helias Crusaders are in Class 6, and that's by virtue of the championship factor. So this is the first year of the championship factor, and so the Crusaders moved up two classes. The Lady Crusaders moved up one class, that's why, and we talked about that a couple of times on the coaches show over the last several months, that you could have a situation in not only basketball but in the other sports where a school could have one team, like the boys in one class, the girls in another class, and that's exactly what happened, not only for the Helias Crusaders and Lady Crusaders, but I think the same thing exists for the Father Tolton Trailblazers and the Lady Trailblazers.
Yeah. Exactly. All I know, all that stuff makes my head hurt. You know, I just listen to you and go where I'm told to go. And I do know postseason starts next week, and it's the most exciting time of the year for basketball. No doubt.
Derscher made the first. Second one was called off because he stepped across the line before he released the shot. So the Crusaders have it back with a half a minute left to go. White on the drive off the glass. Good. Counted and a foul. The drive by Desmond White. He gets the bucket coming down the right side of the lane. And the foul is called on Canyon Hummel. That's his third with the bucket. The Crusaders now to within six at 68-62 with 28 seconds left to go in the basketball game. And White completes the three-point play.
Yep, two-possession game, Kevin.
All right, 68-63. White with 18 points. Sykes weaves through traffic. Now he's got a 3-on-1. Nice feed down low, and Leonard Brink gets his man up in the air and then lays it up and in. That was done on an excellent job, weaving through traffic by Sykes. A three off balance is no good by White. Rebound to Columbia Rockbridge with 10 seconds left to go. Derscher to the top of the key. And now he will feed it down low in a two-hand jam by Canyon Hummel, and that will do it. Hummel's two-hand jam, the final points in the basketball game, and Columbia Rockridge has defeated the Hawaii Crusaders here tonight at the Rackers Fieldhouse. Your final score, Columbia Rockridge 72, Hawaii 63. And Crusaders basketball on KWOS will return after this one-minute timeout.
At Jefferson Bank, we understand that it takes more than a good coach and talented players to be a great team. It's more than a well-equipped facility or good-looking uniforms. At Jefferson Bank, we know a team's success is influenced by what takes place outside the training area. It's people in our schools and community supporting you and believing in you that makes you great. We proudly support our local students and their activities. At Jefferson Bank, there's more. Member FDIC.
What is the best thing about Hawthorne Bank?
You're more than just a number or a bank account.
And they care. Having a banker that knows you, that knows your business, I mean, you can't even put a price on that.
They are genuinely interested in the community. It made me feel like I was going to have a partner in my business and not somebody that was just going to sit there and crunch the numbers.
This has just been an answer to prayer to be a part of this family that's the Hawthorne Bank family.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC, Hawthorne Bank.
This is Elias Basketball on KWOS.
All right, the Bruins win this one tonight here at the Rackers Fieldhouse. Your final score, Columbia Rockridge 72, Hawaii 63. Welcome back, Kevin Kelly, along with David Fox. Hawaii outscored Columbia Rockridge 16-13 in the first quarter. Bruins coming back and outscoring Hawaii 19-13 in the second quarter. The lead, 3 at the half for the Bruins at 32-29. 20-14, the Bruins outscored Hawaii in the third quarter, the lead 9 after 3 at 52-43 in favor of the Rockbridge Bruins. Each team with 20 points in the fourth quarter. Bruins by 9, 72-63.
Yeah, I think it's really easy to dissect. The guard play for the Rockbridge Bruins was outstanding tonight. You know, Xavier Sykes and Dircher, not only from a scoring but also the ball distribution, and you know, you got the big 6'8 sophomore, scored in double figures, had 14 points. Almost all of them were results of great passes by perimeter breakdowns of the Crusaders, and the Rockridge guards doing a great job finding those guys.
Individual scoring now, first of all, for the Hawaii Crusaders. They had three players in double figures tonight. Desmond White leads the way with 18, 17 tonight for Damon Johans, 14 in the basketball game for Malcolm Davis. Drew Schmidt had 9, 3 tonight for Trey Bexton, 2 for Joey Rembecki. Again, Desmond White leads the way with 18, Johans with 17, Davis with 14, three players in double figures for Joe Rothweather's ball club. For Columbia Rockbridge, four players in double figures tonight. Leading the way was Xavier Sykes with 20. And then they get 14 from Cannon Hummel, 14 in the ball game from Ben Linnemeyer. And then they get 6 from Nate Morris, 3 from Caden Sartain, 3 tonight from John Powell. So Linnemeyer and Hummel each with 14. Sykes leads the way with 20, 16 of those coming in the second half. And Dersher with 12 as Jim Scanlon's ball club with four players in double figures in this basketball game. And again, Sykes doing a very good job of dribbling the basketball and setting people up at the offensive end when there was pressure, either half court, full court, three-quarter court. He did a nice job, didn't he?
Yeah, 100%. Like I said before, there's no doubt about it. So just a great performance. And also, I think, give credit to Rockbridge's defense. You know, you talk about Malcolm Davis and Desmond White. Even though they both scored in double figures, they had to earn their shots tonight. And it was good to see Drew Schmidt hit some shots late. Kind of interesting how Rockbridge chose really not to guard him. But a good confidence boost for him to hit a couple big threes there in the second half to get the Crusaders back in the game a little bit. But just tonight's performance, this Rockbridge Bruins basketball team is and if they play like this next week, they're going to be hard to beat, Kevin. I don't know how you feel about that, but man, it was an impressive performance tonight by the Bruins.
Elias is the number one seed in their district. They will open up on Tuesday night, a home game here at the Rackers Fieldhouse, when they will take on the number four seed Tigers from Sedalia Smith Cotton. Jefferson City is the number two seed in the district, and they will host at the Fleming Fieldhouse the Capital City Cavaliers. And we'll have that one for you right here on KWOS. 5:45 with our pregame show, 6 o'clock with the play-by-play as Jefferson City meets Capital City in the opening round of district play. The winners will meet for the championship game. If it is Helias that wins their semifinal game, they would host the championship game on Friday here at the Rackers Fieldhouse. If it is a win for Sedalia Smith Cotton, then either Jefferson City or Capital City winning that basketball game then would have the ability to host the district title game. So we can't tell you, I mean, like we said before, in years past we could tell you where we would be.
Right.
But we don't know right now where we'll be. We'll be somewhere probably.
We'll be in Jeff City. We know we'll be in Jeff City.
Yep.
Right? I mean, with Sedalia being the four seed, you know, they can't host. So a week from tonight we'll be in town. We just don't know where.
Yep. Tomorrow it's the KWOS Coaches Show and sectional wrestling tomorrow here at the Rackers Fieldhouse. Helias Crusaders here at the Rackers Fieldhouse along with the Blair Oaks Falcons and several other teams. Top finishers in each weight class head to the state wrestling tournament, which will be in mid-March. So looking to get to the state tournament will be wrestlers tomorrow in the sectionals, which will be here at the Rackers Fieldhouse in Class 2. There's four sectionals across the state in Class 2, and Helias will host one of those four. And we will have Weston Kelleher on the Coaches Show tomorrow morning to preview that for the Helias Crusaders. And down in Ozark, I believe, the Jefferson City Jays are in the Class 4 sectionals, and we'll have Coach Phil Cagle on tomorrow morning on the Coaches Show. Actually, he'll open up the show as they're in sectionals down in Ozark, and we'll talk about their sectional in Class 4. Again, one of four sectionals across the state for the Jefferson City Jays as well as the Capital City Cavaliers. Second half hour, we'll talk with Jefferson City Jays head basketball coach Tony Phillips as he gets set for district next week with the Jefferson City Jays. And then we'll wrap up our program and look forward to talking to Blair Oaks Lady Falcons head basketball coach Brandon Moore as they'll be in districts as well. And he won again last night as they defeated Southern Boone by a score of 64-47 and went 6-1 in conference play and ended second in the conference. And so he will be on our coaches show as well. So that's from 7 until 8 o'clock tomorrow right here on KWOS. Once again, your final score tonight, it was Columbia Rockbridge 72, Helias 63. For David Fox, this is Kevin Kelly. We'll see you next time where the round ball hits the hardwood floor on KWOS.
104.5 KWOS High School Basketball. Join us all season long with Hall of Famer Kevin Kelly for all the exciting play-by-play of the Jays, the Crusaders, and the Falcons on 104.5 KWOS High School Basketball, brought to you by Jefferson Bank and Mid-America Bank. Keep it here all season long. High School Basketball on 104.5 KWOS.